He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you live from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We are on show number 453. That's a lot of shows. I hope everybody is surviving. I am hunkered down here in the Studio A and going a little bit crazy like everybody else, but we're going to deal with that today. We have a very cool show for you, and before we get started, I want to mention that you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at TheGadgetProfessor@gmail.com. That's TheGadgetProfessor@gmail.com. And trust me, folks, this week is a good week to email me. I will answer all my email. Trust me, I will. So as you know, we've been covering a lot of devices lately to keep you informed and also to keep your families informed. So we're talking about microphones, streaming devices, all the techie stuff. I think last week we did a show, as you recall, on I think 5 or 6 different contraptions that's going to hold your phone, give you a light, give you a microphone, all those things. And I got a lot of nice emails, so thank you for that. This week we're going to do something totally unique, and I'm really honored. We actually on standby right now. We have Mr. Rick Voigt, the CEO of a company called Vivid Picks. So Vivid Picks is really a cool, innovative, unique software. It's extremely affordable. Obviously, it's going to be very easy to use, because if it wasn't, I wouldn't be covering it for you, right? I make it real easy. This stuff is awesome, and it's something that everybody will like. So rather than me talking a lot, I'm going to bring Rick in right now. Mr. Voigt, thank you so much for joining us on the Gadget Professor Show. We really appreciate it. And what can you tell us about Vivid Picks?
Hey, Don. Thanks for having me on. So Vivid Picks, we've been around for 8 years. We started off as a company to improve underwater photo. That software is sold in 116 countries. 3.5 years ago, we started to create a product called Restore. And Restore automatically improves old photos and documents. Genealogy family history is the second most popular hobby in America. And we have a artificial intelligence patent in order to be able to fix those old photos and documents literally with one click.
Well, that sounds pretty good to me. Let's take a look. I'm actually going to switch over to the screen, and maybe you can talk us a little bit through this. So we're going to go on to your the main website.
Sounds great. So as I said, genealogy family history is the second most popular hobby in America. And what people would like to be able to do is to bring the photos and documents that have been handed down to them from previous generations, right, and make them look better. We've all seen pictures through our time, and those images have faded. So what we do is the user, are able to download our software. You're able to put it on a Mac or a Windows computer. When you purchase it, you're able to install it on 2 computers, actually. You select the images that you wish to fix. You can do one or more selection at one time. We analyze the image. We adjust color, contrast, sharpness, and brightness all at once. And with that analyze, we give you a 9-up screen. And the reason we give you a 9-up screen is that the center image within the 9 images is what the software feels is the best fix. But everyone does see lightness and contrast differently. So in the bottom left, we have more contrast, less light. In the top right, we have less contrast, more light. So with one click, we fix that photo or document. We have different algorithms for photos versus documents. You literally are able to, tintypes, old sepia photos, black and white photos, color photos, all of those images are able to be corrected. And then from a document perspective, whether that document be something old that was handed down to you, or even new things that are less legible, our algorithm can fix all of that as well. So now from a genealogy family history perspective, information that you previously could not read, now you're able to read, and that will help your journey of your family history and make it be something that you'll enjoy passing down to future generations.
Man, how useful is that? How fun is that, really? I know my father fought in the Philippines, and I have just a ton of old photographs. No slides, but a lot of old photographs, and I can't wait to try this out and see what kind of enhancements it will render. Now, you mentioned briefly, and of course everybody sees color different or has a different flair for maybe a little bit more contrast, a little bit less contrast. Once you select the photo that you want, at that point it's going to be saved out as what, a JPEG, I would imagine, or TIFF?
It's a great question. So first off, you're able to fix it with one click, and then we do have easy controls to fine-tune if in fact you want to fine-tune. Usually not necessary. Two, you're able to import lots of different formats. So whether it be a JPEG, whether it be a TIFF, RAW is available from a Microsoft Windows perspective, and PNGs, DNG, bitmaps, we're able to ingest all of those. And then you're able to output in both a full resolution JPEG, a sharing resolution JPEG, as well as a TIFF file. So yeah, we provide a lot of flexibility.
Now, one thing I think I should mention, and correct me if I'm wrong, that you get the picture, it's nice, everything's the way you see it on the screen. If you want to print that out, we're now basically dealing with the Wild West, if you will, because the print may not look exactly like it's on the screen. It has nothing to do with VividPix. I mean, that's just the way it is, unless your monitor is calibrated, so on and so forth. So there's some slight variations, I mean, would be expected, correct?
Yeah, color calibration between a monitor as well as with a printer oftentimes is not exact. However, what will happen in the printing process is you have fixed the image through the VividPix software. When it goes to a lab, they're going to be able to fine-tune from their printer perspective, so it should come out quite nice.
The other thing, too, is, based on the old photograph on your original that you had, and then based on the new one, it's going to be like, no pun intended, but like night and day anyway, because you're going through all these enhancements.
Well, exactly. And that's what we illustrate on our website, is different types of images. And for instance, the photos from the 60s and 70s, these are color photos. There's red, green, blue that make up a color image. And those dyes are fading at a different rate. And that's why when you look at a 60s, 70s, 80s photograph, is they're red because the red is more prominent. The other, you know, green and blue have faded differently, so the red is more prominent. So now, we fix that literally with one click.
That's what I find really advantageous about this software. You don't have to be a Photoshop expert. Really, it's pretty much one click and you're done. That's nice. Now, you will need some type of a scanning device in order to ingest those photographs, turn them into electronic files, and then use that in conjunction with your server, correct?
Exactly correct. So a couple of points on that is that you're able to send away your documents, your slides, those types of things if you wish. But most people have in their home an all-in-one printer.
Absolutely.
So now you're able to use the resource that you already have in your home. You're able to scan it. We recommend that you scan it at 300 DPI or greater dots per inch. If you are able to, within your settings, bring that up to 600 DPI, we recommend that because that allows you to be able to crop into a portion of the image and have it look better after you've actually cropped.
That's really
and then,
nice. Now, you also have a couple other things going on. Certainly, you have a lot of online tutorials. And also, I understand that you have some educational programs that are literally on sale. I mean, a really good price. I'm going to just briefly switch over to the page here and just show the audience what we have here. I'll get back to Rick in a second, but this is really a super thing. This is right on the Vivid Picks site, by the way. And, you know, if you're tired of watching TV, and I'm at that point, folks, you can take all kinds of classes. Just go onto their site, vivid-picks.com. It will be in the show notes. And there's all kinds of free classes. And also, they're running all kinds of genealogy classes and a ton of other things with some pretty prominent people. And these are like $1.99 for the next, I think it's several weeks. Is that right, Rick?
Absolutely. So what we thought about is that many people have an interest in pulling those photos out of their shoeboxes at this time that they have more time. Secondly, is that it's called reminiscence therapy. Is that right now it's a stressful time. So to reminisce these lovely times, it's a nice way to calm yourself down. So we created these free classes so that Maureen Taylor, who's the photo detective, she's the rock star in the genealogy world. So there's a class there on how to organize your photos. Then you go through the step of scanning. So we created a page with all the major manufacturers of all-in-one printers. So on page, you're able to learn how to scan. The next step of that is that you're able to integrate our software so that you're able to download our software. We give a free trial. So full version software that you're able to download, put onto your computer, fix 10 pics or documents, and you do not need to enter a credit card. Then brings you through a number of different classes. And then as far as these rock star educators, because we're all staying at home, these people are always out on the road speaking at different events. So they're staying at home, and we figured, well, why don't we bring these rock stars to a single location? We're putting on a class every Friday and Tuesday night, 8 o'clock Eastern, both. Nice. So 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock. You're able to watch it for $1.99. You're also able to, after we record it, we post it. So now you're able to download and rent these training tutorials for 30 days. So wow. We've tried to create an all-encompassing program for folks to be able to keep themselves worthwhile-y, if that's a word,
we'll take it.
Active. Cool.
Pretty amazing. The other thing that's, you know, mind-boggling to me is it's $49. I mean, the pricing of this is extremely reasonable. And you know what? Your kids are going to like doing this, too. It's just an easy, fun way of occupying some time and getting some useful output out of all the hours that we have here while we're locked in our homes, per se. But it's a very reasonable price. And also, as I understand it, correct me if I'm wrong, you can get two loads, if you will, for the $49. In other words, you can put it on two Windows machines or a Mac or two Macs or any combination thereof. So you're really like spending $25 a machine. I challenge anybody out there really to find a more useful software at a better price. Plus, when you couple in the education that comes with this and some of these tutorials, it's a real nice way to spend some time. Good job on this, Rick.
Thank you very much, Don. We've worked very hard on it. We want to be able to provide some good and hopefully entertainment.
Now, one last question, and I'll let you go. I know you're busy. I appreciate you coming on. What about tech support? How does that happen, or does it happen?
Yeah, a couple of things. First off, within the software itself, within the tools, we have instructions so that the people are able to be working within the interface, and we've got a host of different instructions within the software itself. We also have online tutorial videos. So with all of the different features and functions that are available for tutorial videos in order to be able to bring you through that. In addition to that, underneath support, we have support staff on email support, and we get extremely high ratings on the responsiveness as well as the quality of our tech support. In fact, on Facebook, we're 5 stars. People think a lot about the software, and then they also often comment on the quality of the tech support.
Well, it doesn't get much better than that for sure. Now, I have to tell everybody, I have not yet loaded the software. I've loaded the software. I have not yet had a chance to get some of those old Philippine photographs that I have from my dad, but I am definitely probably tomorrow going to sit down and run this software through its paces. I'm really excited about doing that. And what I'll probably do is next week I'll show you some before and after photographs so you can see what a nice job this does. Again, it's vivid-pix, vivid-pix.com. I'll have all this in the show notes. Rick, is there anything that I forgot to mention? Because there's so many things this software does, I don't want to just blow by it, per se.
No, I think you, thank you. I appreciate your asking. what we really tried to do, George Eastman, the beginning of the Kodak company.
I remember
Eastman
him.
Kodak. He and, yeah, do you? You met him?
Never met him.
Absolutely not. So he had a pretty good line that launched the Kodak company, which was, you press the button, we do the rest. And Randy, my business partner, he literally holds over 150 patents in color
right?
and image science.
A lot.
Yeah, he is one of the best image scientists in the world. And
that is a
so
lot.
We
over
vivid
150 patents, really?
Yeah, in color and image science.
No.
And so we vivid pick. Go ahead.
Now, to my knowledge, do you know who holds the records for patents? That's a tough question.
Edison or,
no,
or
you're right.
Bell?
No,
or
it was Edison. And
yeah.
I'm not positive of this, but I know he's way up there as a gentleman called Dean Kamen. I don't know if that name rings a bell, but he invented the heart pump. And a zillion other things. Very bright man. I've met him. Of course, all from Massachusetts. I did meet Dr. Land many years ago because I'm from Boston, and that was a real thrill. I also met Dr. Wang. So kind of neat when you meet these pioneers. A lot of fun for sure.
Well, and I agree, and I'm very fortunate. Randy and I met 20 years ago at Kodak, so I've worked at Kodak, HP, and VividPix. We've been in business for 8 years, and Randy literally is one of the best image scientists in the world, and
That's
we got
awesome.
To be friends back on a project 20 years ago. So the quality of the image processing and improvement that we do is literally second to none. And I bring up George Eastman as an example is that there's other good software out in the marketplace. But what we try to do is you click the mouse, we do the rest. And that's why we built the AI into it to meet the needs of the general user.
Well, I'm again very excited about the product. I can't wait to get in the house and start scanning some things in and seeing what we get. Again, the price point's terrific for $49. You'll be hard-pressed to find something that's this useful, easy to use, and fun. So, Rick, I'm going to let you go. Thank you so much for coming on the show, and I hope that you'll come back and visit us soon.
Don, I look forward to it and enjoy those times reliving those memories of your dad.
Okay. Thank you so much, and we'll be right back. That's definitely a very exciting and creative product, to say the least. I can't wait to scan in some of my old photos and see what they look like. I'll definitely share them with you next week. I want to thank Mr. Voigt for coming on the show. I appreciate your time and your energies, and what a fantastic product. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor Show. Stay safe, be well, and I'll see everybody next Thursday. So long from the Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.